and welcome to MFR Farming for Today. Tuesday, I'm Richard Jones. And in a change of plan program today, the first piece of news sounds as though it should be from April the 1st, not April the 10th. This has to be one of the daftest pieces of proposed legislation to come out of the corridors of power at the Scottish Government for a long, long time. The proposals are to ban the spreading of fertiliser, organic manure and spraying on any slope of more than 12 degrees. The proviso to the spraying of chemicals is that the field must have a buffer zone of 33 feet between any watercourse and the actual spraying area. Now, given that a huge part of Scotland's farmland will be on more than 12 degrees slopes, there's been a universal call from all the farming organisations for the government to think again. Here's Nigel Miller, President of NFU Scotland.
It's almost breathtaking. I guess it's almost the sort of proposal you might see on the 1st of April and then be relieved that it was just a joke. Unfortunately, it's not. And this is something that we've really got to have an impact on or change. As you say, the reality is that big part of Scotland has slopes above 12 degrees, and the slope is just one characteristic in risk as far as diffuse pollution goes. You know, the sort of herbage, the soil type, the climate, the application machinery all have an impact on the risk of diffuse pollution, and to focus purely on the slope in a country where more than 85% of our land area is less favoured area, so it's hilly area, seems almost unbelievable.
Is this an EU ruling, or is it coming from the Scottish Government? Where's it come from?
No, well, it is responding to European priorities for water quality, but it is a Scottish proposal. So I think this is something we've really got to take head on with the Scottish Government and look at a more proportionate sort of ruling. Of course, it's important that water doesn't get polluted, but in reality, in most farms and catchments, there isn't a water quality issue. Water quality is good in Scotland, and to actually almost blight the production potential of huge tracts of land, perhaps compromise soil quality if you're not allowed to use organic manures, it seems unbelievable, especially when food is becoming more and more important.
And that 12 degree slope got me thinking, who on earth's going to measure it all, and how are they going to monitor it? The term bureaucracy gone mad springs to mind. And I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as ever, with more MFR Farming.